Well, I have to agree. We were all kind of chatting in the comments here. It feels strange not to have some kind of mad dash for 15 earnings announcements that we have to cover after the closing bell. So I'm going to enjoy the fact that Bitcoin is up 10% and look forward to watching it over the weekend, see what kind of gains we hold on to, and hopefully maintain those. Here's what happened today. We got that liftoff around 10 a.m. Eastern. These times are UTC, and we've been holding high here ever since. I want to take a look at a six-month chart because you can see we have been firmly in a downtrend over this period. And in fact, you can draw a pretty good trend line here. We would need to escape out of this in order to generate the momentum necessary to reach or to at least test these highs. And in fact, once we do that, 50,000, 52,000, 53,000, that's going to be a huge area of interest to watch and see if there's some kind of short participation, some new bears entering the market there. This is the best day we've had since October. As I mentioned a few hours ago, guess what? October 1st, that was a pivotal day because Bitcoin was breaking out of a smaller downtrend right here. It consolidated for a few days and then launched higher. So we'll have to see if anything similar can happen today. Again, the 30,000 to 28,000 to the downside, that area is the key support level to watch. Have to see if we can do that. If I have a little bit of time here, I do want to get back to the S&P 500 and just kind of recap on a bigger picture basis what we have been seeing here over the last few months. This is a two-month chart. I want to turn this into a candlestick chart. And there we go. We can see here's the high, here's the most recent low. And we rallied right into the potential short zone, as I've been outlining over the last few days. We're still in kind of a gray area, but it was nice to see that the bulls were able to maintain some gains for the week. So we'll have to see what comes of next week. It's a huge week of earnings for the S&P 500 calendar and much, much more coming that way, guys.